Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Basra Daf Tzadi, Baba Basra 90b, pagination is 180. We'll start with a brief overview taken from Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat Resh Lamed Aleph Chaf Dalid regarding stockpiling produce. The Mechaber writes, Einotzrim Peiros Sheyesh Bem Chaye Nefesh. A person is not allowed to store away produce that life depends on, certain types of produce that are the staff of life, people need it, so there is restriction on that. Bamed Devarim Amurim, when was this said? Belokeich Me'ashuk, when a person is buying from the open market, and he's buying and hoarding, and the result is that there's going to be a shortage of these items. And particularly if panic sets in, the prices will shoot up and make it very difficult for the poor people to purchase basic necessities. So the Mechaber writes, but this was only said when you're buying it from the marketplace. Avaletzer ha-godel b'shalo. But to store away what grew in your own fields, mutter, that's permitted. There are obviously different conditions to this, but that's the basic idea, that there is a restriction on certain types of food items, but that restriction is specifically when you're buying them, and therefore they're not available to the public. But if you want to hoard your own within certain parameters, you're allowed to do that. Our Gemara, midway on the page, last word on the line, introduces two different strategies, one used by Avua de Shmuel, the father of the Talmudic sage Shmuel, and the other strategy used by Shmuel himself in an effort to keep the prices down on staples, on basic necessities. Avua de Shmuel mazvin luhu lepiri besara charfa. The father of Shmuel would sell his produce during the early market, kesara charfa, according to the prices of that time, while the prices were low. He would sell, he would flood the market with additional produce, and that would keep the market price low. Shmuel Berei, Shmuel his son, Mashi Lepiri, he would hold on to his produce that grew in his fields, Umazvinu Besara Aflo, and he would sell it in the late season, Kesara Charfa, like the prices of the early part of the season, meaning the lower prices. In other words, as the items became a little bit more scarce, Shmuel would start introducing his produce into the market at a low price, and that would force the price lower. Both of them are intending to use strategies to keep the price low, but Shmuel's father introduced this personal produce to the market early on at the normative price of the time, and his son Shmuel is introducing that produce from his field at the late time in the season as the prices start rising, and he introduces it at that time at the lower price. Shalchu mitam, they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael when they heard about these two strategies, and they said, Tova da Abba midibra, the father's strategy is better than the son's. My time a why? Taro de rovach rovach. Once the market is eased, it stays lower, and therefore the father of Shmuel's strategy is better because he ensures that the price never starts rising. Whereas Shmuel's strategy is, I expect the price to rise and I'm going to combat it, so to speak, using my strategy. What's fascinating, if you think about it, is that the father of Shmuel is being praised by Eretz Yisrael as being the better strategy, whereas if we looked at it, we presumably would have given credit to Shmuel in a greater way because of his sacrifice. He's actually selling his produce at a price that's lower than its current price. The father of Shmuel, all he did was sell his price at the price that it's worth. That doesn't sound very going out of his way. Shmuel literally is charitable. He's taking a loss from what would have been its normative price. Nevertheless, in terms of the effectiveness of their strategies in Eretz Yisrael, they praised Avuah de Shmuel. There are different places where Avuah de Shmuel comes up. One of them, interestingly, is in Chulin, Daf Kuf Hei, where again there's a comparison of the practice of Avuah de Shmuel, who would check his fields twice a day, as opposed to Shmuel, who only checked them once a day. And Shmuel's description himself is that his method is inferior to his father's. His father's method of checking twice a day is much better because it keeps things on par and you detect inconsistencies. If something were to come up, you would detect it right away. But in any case, Avuah de Shmuel, he was a scholar and a businessman, but interestingly, he's known to us simply as the father of the great Shmuel, Shmuel being the Rosh Hashiva, and this was his father. In our case, in our Gemara, his strategy is considered the better one. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.